In this instance, we're going to the newsroom with our roving reporter, Jake Batrick.
This is important. This is good.
Do you remember that app that they had, Anom?
Yes. Incredible, wasn't it?
They were getting all this information, the police.
I'm told this 5 years of work still to be had on that, and there's people sitting there on their lounge right now thinking, when are they going to knock on the door?
Really?
Yeah.
That would be scary. Well, I tell you what, Jake is being down at a special media conference by the Western Australian Police Force, and this is salacious to say the best. G'day, Jake.
G'day, Millsy.
What can you tell us?
It was a big show and tell this morning. Imagine a massive dining table that you'd have in your dining room, $7 million worth of cash, 28 kilos of heroin, 3 kilos of meth, and 6 shotguns all laid out bare as a result of 3 operations by WA Police and the Organised Crime Division. Now, the 3 operations, it's operation number 2 that is really quite clever. What these officers did was they, over the course of a 5-month period, they posed as drug importers or suppliers to a bunch of alleged organised criminals. And they got these people to pay a deposit for non-existent drugs. So when they went to get these non-existent drugs, then the police rounded them up.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Right.
WA Police did this.
WA Police, yep. So they've been working.
That's a great initiative.
They've been working with the US DEA, which is a massive drug enforcement agency. Now, basically, when Western Australia is mentioned in organised criminal groups around the world, that gets pinged to WA Police, and they're able to act on this intelligence and go and round up the criminals. So nearly $60 million have been seized in the last financial year.
Right. So their intelligence is better. How many people charged in this around?
19 arrests have been made.
19.
52 charges.
That's a lot of people.
So hold on, they've gone to pick up their drugs because they've paid the money somehow and said, righto, do they have a raffle ticket or how do they know that they're the people that have actually paid?
I wasn't in the room, Millsy, but I can imagine it was something like that.
Right. Yeah. Wow, that's a big bust, isn't it?
That is. Now, we heard from Acting Police Commissioner Cole Blanche. Now, he was pretty chuffed and pretty fired up as well when at this morning's show and tell. This is a little of what he had to say.
This has become an all too common sight for organised crime. Money in front of WA Police, another $7 million added to the coffers, add up to well over $50 million in the last financial year. Now, the good news for the WA community is that we can spend this money on public safety and helping the community rather than some hideous green Lamborghini that drives around the streets.
Mm.
So he's talking about the proceeds of organised crime there. People.
Why a green Lamborghini though, Cole? Why not a red?
I think they've seized a green Lamborghini in the latest round of...
That could be pointing in someone's direction.
Mm.
Exactly right. So
well done to the police.
Exactly right. Massive haul, and I reckon there'll be more to come as the year progresses.
I'm sure there will be. Good on you, Jake.
That is a massive story, Jake.
Jake Batrick there from the 6PR newsroom. They're getting more and more clever.